Hello, everyone. I'm Becca, dietitian by trade, mom 24/7, wife from the start, and when there's a few extra hours in the day, you might find me hitting the trails or on horseback.
And I'm Kara, a therapist to women, a mom to a boy, an entrepreneur, mountain junkie, and a postpartum runner.
And this is Fit for a Queen, a podcast that's devoted to the female athlete wanting to balance the teeter-totter of all the things we desire out of life as women. Performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self, even if we only get 1 minute out of the day.
We're so excited to be bringing you the queens in the athletic world who have done just that. Okay, ladies, take a seat at your thrones, grab your crowns, and welcome to Fit for a Queen. Hi to all of you fit queens out there. I'm very happy to be interviewing my co-host today, Becca McConville. This is the time that you get to know a little bit about us, our background, and why this fit mentality is so important to us. So what is amazing about Becca is that she is so passionate about not only educating individuals, but educating the sports industry in general about overall health and wellness. Becca, tell us a little bit about your background and what you've been seeing in the fitness and sport industry that made you want to do this podcast.
Well, gosh, now I have to follow up after that.
Yeah.
So I like to joke that I think my career and educational background takes the road less traveled. Started out as a collegiate athlete, and of course that competitive nature took over and wanting to figure out what I could do to, make it up to the next level, and started exploring nutrition and, conditioning in the off season, and then it really connected on how helpful, but also could be taken to another level of being harmful. From there, actually decided to go back and get a second degree, and then have slowly worked my way into this being my career and lifelong passion. I am a consultant in a university setting, but mm-hmm. also have a private practice, and really want to bring awareness to how you can still perform well and be able to maintain health. So my husband would say I'm lucky because I get paid to do what I do very well, and that's talk a lot.
But so helpful to others. And that's a great kind of position to be in, to educate and talk about things that you love. So what about kind of this fit and sportness industry that you're seeing kind of trends that, again, kind of made you want to do this podcast?
Sure. Oh, that's such a tough area because fitness related communities have become like the new church. And so it's a safe place for people. But also, we talk a lot about in sport how each place has its own culture and identity. Mm-hmm. And that can be great. But again, that can also be harmful or start that whole societal comparing to one another. And so I really want people to identify with what they need mentally and physically, and be able to stand their ground when they're at somewhere like a gym or in a sport. Because again, there can be some positives from it, but I think, one of my favorite sayings is be the change that you seek to see. Mm-hmm. You can take that wherever you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a really good point, is that we get a community of individuals that have similar views, like fitness and industry or running and working out. However, those unhealthy kind of myths just kind of stay in that community. And it's great that you're doing some education with some of those groups too. So for those of you out there that are getting to know Becca, she is being humble. So let me tell you, she is the idea gal around our community. She has her hands in many different projects, including, of course, the great idea for this podcast. And this is just one of her roles. So, Becca, how do you live the fit philosophy of balancing performance, health, intellect, and most importantly, taking time for you?
Well, I'll first start off with the disclaimer that I don't always balance it well, so I always ask for grace.
Yes.
And I think the thing about it is, just like everything, it's always an ongoing process. What does performance mean to me now? What did it mean in my 20s? What do I want in my 40s, 50s, 60s. Yeah, I'm starting to age myself.
keep going up.
And that I still do want to have it all. And I want to model to my daughter that women can be strong in many ways, whether it's physically, as a wife, a mother, faith, and that it's okay to outsource. One of the things that I've done recently is actually hired a running coach that just kind of gives me a program and says, this is what you should follow. She's phenomenal. Her name's mm-hmm. Megan Ridgway. Mm-hmm. And that's been really nice. It's like, why am I using my brain power when I can just outsource that and have somebody to bounce things off? So that's one of the beauties of in our profession is we're surrounded by amazing people, and why don't we use them? Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to health, I've been humbled recently that there for a while I thought that my fitness was starting to decline just due to being older. But then, you know, the more that I expressed how I was feeling, I noticed that it actually didn't sound like that and was diagnosed with exercise-induced asthma. Wow. Duh. On my mom's side, my grandmother had issues. My mom, my aunt, I don't know why I thought that I would be immune to genetics, but it makes me think about, you know, knowing your genetic makeup, where you're coming from, and what does optimal health mean to you? Mm-hmm. You know, we hear so much about numbers, which to me, it's so much more than that, thinking holistically. Intellect is probably my favorite thing. I'm always loving to learn new things, whether it's obviously in my profession, whether it's new recipes, being creative with Pinterest projects. I think the more that you balance your intellect, the more you actually balance your brain and you keep it sharp and on tact and prevent, you know, decline over time. So hence why we're doing a podcast, because I'm a podcast lover, mm-hmm. and that's how I tend to get most of my information these days. And when it comes to taking time for self, you know, sometimes it's just the small things, like being able to go out on a walk. Or as I've gotten older, I really try to cherish times with friends, even if it's, you know, a quick coffee date, but also being able to stay connected with who I am. I grew up on a farm. I love being outdoors. So that's where, you know, in that intro, you'll find me on horseback. Mm-hmm. That to me is my meditation and my yoga.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. Well, it sounds like, and I didn't know that you've been kind of figuring things out with your body and your health as you're going through this process and kind of the industry that you work in too. So I bet that's been a sort of a learning place for you as well.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Such good stuff, Becca. So as we finish up here, what are some parting words? I know you mentioned something that you live by. But anything else that helps you in the process of balance? And tell us a little bit about what you're hoping listeners can get from this.
So what I'm hoping is that we basically load their toolbox up with as many tools as possible with information, women of inspiration, and just knowing yourself. I mean, I have friends that can, you know, get up in the morning at 5 a.m. and be out going strong till 10 or 11 with lots of commitments and activities. I'm not one of them. And I've learned that over time that I don't do well when I stretch myself thin. I have to have downtime. I have to have my sleep. You can ask mm-hmm. anybody in the house. Mm-hmm. And I see that genetically in my daughter. Woo, she's cranky in the morning.
She likes her sleep too, like mama. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Exactly. And so also that does the same when we're looking at others, is to give them the grace that they can be who they are and we can all come together and empower each other and make ourselves stronger. We've just become mm-hmm. such a society of tearing down people when you look at Facebook and Instagram, that why can't we be the change and start to build each other back up?
Mm-hmm. I think that's so important. And we're going to be talking a lot about supporting each other and building your village of having your people around you and how that helps so much in health. So, Becca, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm so excited to be doing this podcast with you. You're just an awesome inspiration and co-host, and I'm so glad to be on this journey with you. Thanks so much for tuning in to us, Fit Queens. I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Thank you to our sponsor today, Sentimano Counseling. Sentimano Counseling is the premier perinatal mental health practice in Kansas City, treating mood disorders during pregnancy and postpartum, perinatal loss, infertility, eating, and exercise disorders. Go to sentimano.com for further information about the practice and services. For additional information on today's topic and guests, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FitForAQueen.
Hashtag fit for a queen.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We can't wait for you to join us next time on Fit for a Queen.
Bye, queens.